Miss 5678 Dances Report Podcast. Now let me bring my listeners up to date, 'cause what's a better way than music to escape? I'll take you through a journey, life's full of ups and downs, but right now I'm trying to find some ways to elevate, find a couple risks to take, a few goals, go achieve them. My back's against the wall almost every season, and nothing is intact, trying to break even. And then I try to stack, but it ain't easy. What up, y'all? This is Miss 5678, and you are tuning into Season 2 of the Dance Report Podcast. What's up, man? And I have an incredible dancer who I am excited to interview. I've watched her move from one coast to a different coast, being a Boston native as well, and just being someone who is connected to so many amazing dancers and watching her dance with amazing dancers and choreographers. I'm excited. Hello, Miss Janelle. What's up?
Hi, Janelle. Oh, nothing much. What is nice over here on the West Coast?
I know, because it ain't nice here. It's a little cold outside.
Yeah, the temperature definitely drops at night, but for the most part, it's definitely pretty nice.
So for you guys who don't know, as of yet, she has relocated from New York to LA. So she out there West coasting,
You know? It's a little different.
I mean, I feel like, you know, it's a great way to connect with a lot of dancers, and you have support.
Yeah,
100%. That's the main thing, is having that support system around you. So let's get started. So before I actually do anything, I do a daily mood check-in, and I check in on our mood and self-check and literally how you're doing, because we don't get to see each other as much, and I don't get to regularly check in with you. And usually when we are in passing, it's kind of like, you know, a quick conversation. Even if it's on social media, it's just quick. So with this, I do like a self-check-in, and it looks a little something like this, and I'll kick it off for you. So it's one thing that made you happy, one thing that made you mad, sad, bothered, or indifferent. So today, I was able to wake up with joy and just get the opportunity to sort of reflect on God's direction. So I'm fasting, and I have 40 days of fasting. Not particularly any particular food, because I've given up a lot of different foods, but this one was to heal. And just, I kept hearing the Spirit tell me heal and help others heal and pray for them. So for the next 40 days, I'm praying for at least 40 people, 40 for 40 days. So that's what I'm doing. And so it's not a challenge, but it's definitely something to observe and watch how your mindset goes and what your body does and you know, and who's impacted and what it feels like and all that stuff. So I've been watching just the way that, you know, I woke up today and kind of how God had me reflect on when it's, you know, when it's time to sort of speak, when it's time to pray, when it's time to sort of make decisions and so forth. So it was cool to do that and just kind of like be in the moment of just relaxing and paying attention to my surroundings and so forth. Also, one thing that made me feel sort of sad was during watch night at our church, we had a young brother who came in, and it was his first day at church, first time at church, first experience, and he just, you know, he got up to be saved, and then in the course of the next week or two, you know, I basically found out that he was having a funeral. Like, he passed away because he was, you know, in an environment of like a party and so forth, and somebody he took the wrong kind of drug and it killed him. And, you know, it's like, it's just, you know, life is short is what I took at that moment. And you really have to be very aware of who's around you and what your purpose is and how protective you need to be of that purpose and your gifts. And you know, it just was a reality check. Like, you know, you're not promised tomorrow, so you really have to make whatever it is you're doing today, you know, a fulfilling moment, a teaching moment, a helping moment, a giving moment, a sharing moment, all of those things. So that's what my take is today on this Friday morning, afternoon, you know? What was one thing that made you happy or one thing that made you mad, sad, bothered, or indifferent today so far?
Okay, so I only had to say one thing or all three?
No, you could, it's just one thing that made you happy and one thing that made you mad, sad, bothered, or indifferent.
Okay. So one thing that made me happy today, definitely my boyfriend, because we've been carpooling to work and he's a comedian, so he's always making me laugh. So that was something that made me happy today. Like, it was one of his jokes. So that definitely made me happy. Something that made me either mad, sad, or indifferent. I'd say indifferent. Traffic.
To work. That's that LA traffic.
Yeah. And no one tells you, you know? Nah. Like, they tell you there's traffic, but they don't tell you how bad it is.
Like, you got to plan like a day ahead.
Yeah. But this is the thing, that there's a carpool lane. So there's a carpool lane. So when I do carpool, I get to, you know, go a little faster on the highway. But if I'm not, then I'm just, you know, out of luck with that one. But that made me kind of indifferent because it happens every day. Yikes. But it's never anything great when it comes to traffic. But yeah, that it was just the LA traffic.
Wow. Well, so for those who don't know you or want to get to know you, what is your name? What is your stage name? And who is Janelle?
All right. So my name is Janelle. I am from New York originally. I was born in the Bronx. Hey. Now currently living in Los Angeles. A lot of big dreams from a lot of dancers. A lot of dancers do want to move here, or just a lot of people just doing, artists in general, just really want to be out here. So I feel completely 100% blessed.
Yes.
With the opportunity to be on this coast and away from all the snow, mm-hmm. the snow tires and all the shoveling. Yeah, so for everyone who doesn't know me, I am a dancer. I'm also a violinist.
Hey.
And I'm really, I'm really getting back into the music thing. So stay tuned for a lot of new things that are coming out. Yeah.
And so culturally, what's your background and also what's your dance background? So like your bio and your dance background and culturally. So if you, just as a clarification, because sometimes when I say that, people forget to, they're like, what, Chanel? My mom's from Antigua, so my dance culture and dance background that I primarily cling to is calypso, dancehall, reggae, and, just a Caribbean feel of music.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely identify with that as well. So both of my parents were born in Jamaica. So I'm definitely Jamaican. All my family's Jamaican. Right. All the sound effects, all the party sound effects. DJ scratches and the horns.
Yep. Nah, nah,
nah. Right. So yeah, my parents are Jamaican, and I definitely cling to that style as well. Definitely a dance hall feel. Mm-hmm. Especially back way back when on the DVDs they had dance tutorials, you know, when you're trying to get the, what is some dance, you know, when the Willy Bounce came out and all the other ones like Signal the Plane and the Parachute. Plane. Yeah, that those are the things
Pasa.
Mm-hmm. Jiggy, Weddy Weddy, all those.
Hey.
All those. So that's definitely something that's very natural to my body.
Yeah.
Because when you're little, you see your cousins at parties come home super late. Mm-hmm. And they teach you things because they want to see the little kids do it. Mm-hmm. So that's where it kind of started from. But my for real dance background is with a video game. I'm sure you're familiar with it, you know, especially since, since you're one of the choreographers. But my first experience dancing for real, I know the game was hard. Those moves were hard. Dance Central,
Xbox
360.
I know,
I was a really
crazy
big gamer girl back then. I was really into Call of Duty though, so it was serious. I was on game battles. I was in the clan.
I know, that's right.
Dinner sometimes, yeah. Like I was really in it. And then I saw them come out with the Kinect, and I see Harmonix came out with a game called Dance Central. I'm like, well, I see this trailer. They got Poisoned by Bilbo DeVoe. Okay, let me see.
Shout out to Devin Woolridge.
Yeah,
hey.
Right for that choreo. Yes, all of that. But yeah, that's how I started. And
that's crazy. Yeah. I did not know
yeah,
that.
It's crazy.
So all yes, these years, so, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm all like watching and like loving every dance thing that you do. And I had no idea. I just thought like you yeah. were like trained, classically trained.
No,
and you're in hip hop and all this stuff. And like, of course, you know my brother, Snoopy Darnell, a.k.a. Snoopy yes. Brown. What's up, D? And I just was, yes, it's crazy. Yeah, because I just thought like you know, he connected with you through dance, at, you know, at one of those, you know, trainings
the
or
convention.
Classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so,
you see?
Mm-hmm. So it's like a big deal.
Wow.
This phone call is a big deal. People don't know. People don't know how much of a big deal this is.
And for the record, for the record, if anybody were to see her dance, she's a friggin' beast. So I'm just letting y'all know. So when everybody says, I don't know about learning dance from Dance Games, I'm like, yo, listen, Dance Central 1, 2, and 3 are serious. And we have the new Dance Central virtual reality in the club out. It's crazy. The experience is nuts.
Yeah, and I can't wait to try that because I actually work for a VR company right now. And they asked me, like, what kind of VR experience do you have? And I'm like, this is going to be the first thing. Like, the only thing I know is that Dance Central moved to VR. That's all
yeah,
I really...
we sure did. And listen, it's an experience. It's like no joke. Because I was like... my mouth is crazy, and that's why another reason why I got to be making sure I stay connected to the Lord. Because when I first... realized the different features they had in the new Dance Central. Oh yeah. Man, you could the amount of swears that came out of my mouth. Oh Lord Jesus,
oh,
man,
no.
I was like, what the? I was like, oh shit, and this and that. Oh my God, this is crazy. Like I was so excited. So shout out to Arthur Inasi. And shout out to Alicia Collier and shout out to Dan and all of my family at Harmonix. Shout out to Harmonix for Helen.
Shout out to Harmonix.
Yeah, man, they be making
because
some dope
Harmonix,
games.
I would not be a professional dancer right now.
That's crazy.
All.
They got to hear this. Man.
Yeah, I think I put something on Twitter months ago. They may have retweeted it. I don't know, but I need to share my story one more time.
Yeah, you do. And I'll make sure I do with this for sure. Because I mean, it's so inspiring and that's uplifting to know that
seriously.
Somebody that I actually watch, admire, and look up to is they got their inspiration through the game. And here I am thinking like, you know, it's a dance game and, you know, hopefully completely takes off and people are inspired. And I've got to meet some people at some of the gaming conventions, but I never got to meet
E3,
I never get to meet dancers though. That's the thing. I never get to meet dancers, not a whole lot of dancers, like, but I don't get to meet a whole ton of dancers who actually build from it. You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. That feels good. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you did so many of the songs. I think my favorite choreo, it might be DJ Got Us Falling in Love.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was sneaking that.
Yeah.
They were like, you can't go to the floor, Chanel. You can't drop to the floor. You can't hit
do
the
it.
Floor. You can't do none
it.
Of that. And I was like, okay. And I went downstairs,
so
closed my
but
door.
I learned so many foundational styles.
Yeah.
Like, and now that I'm learning and going back in time, like really developing my foundation right now,
mm-hmm.
now I'm realizing, wait, Dance Central taught me how to pop.
Yep.
Dance Central taught me how to tut. Dance Central taught me how to vogue. They had some dance hall. They give it up to me. That Sean Paul and I felt it. And you did Calabria 2008. I remember.
That
was one of the ones you did.
Calabria. Yeah. Yo, you know what's so crazy? On Calabria, I like sat for like, I want to say a week and a half straight, maybe 2 weeks straight, where I like researched her. I had to research her and I realized that she had passed away.
Yeah,
like,
in Jamaica.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was nuts. Like, I realized that she was like, you know, she was her parents from like one parent from Denmark, the other one's from Sudan. Like, she was
mm-hmm.
just dope. And to this day, that record still bumps in every
bumps.
Club.
Every time they play it.
Yeah.
It
and I just hope
mm-hmm.
that she knows it. Like, she was you know, she's a huge part of why, like, we really, yo, I was in school too. When I was coming up with that choreo, I would go in between my classes And shout out to Liz Miranda, because Liz Miranda was teaching at Bunker Hill. And her class that she was teaching, I wasn't in it. I wish I was. But I wasn't in it. She had a program or some sort of class she was teaching over there. And I would, and before I would go to my class, I would sit out in front of the class and wait in these chairs. And I was like listening to Calabria trying to come up with choreo. And I would just research the artist. And then I would also sit there and do some of the moves. And she would be like, Chanel, you stay dancing. I would be dancing during school. And people would be looking at me like, what the heck is she doing? They had no idea that I was developing and working on a video game. They had no idea.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, man.
That is crazy. And who else was Nick DeMora?
Oh, yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, and then I took him at Monsters when I did the Monsters convention. And when I walked up to him, I just felt it in my soul, like, wow, finally I can actually take your class and not through a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But that $27.99 I spent way back when, whew, it was a
training in that game. His choreo was one of the hardest, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did the Way I Are.
Oh, yeah.
And his choreo was...
I downloaded all the downloadable content. Like, I was in it. I was on leaderboard, Chanel.
That's crazy. Yo. Oh, my God. I love it.
I should have recorded myself. I do have some videos on my YouTube, so definitely anyone who's interested, go to my YouTube channel. There'll be more videos there in the future, but
listen,
definitely a blast to the past.
Y'all better go back and check the record, because I think this is a huge learning moment, too. Like, I did not know. This is somebody I'm like, I watch every day. Like, when I go on Instagram, she's on the top feed. I watch her. And, like, that's crazy that she knows all the songs. Like, I did not know that. See, Darnell didn't really tell me, like, as much. Like, he didn't tell me all of that. I was like, well, she plays a game. That's awesome.
Chanel. She worked on Dance Central. I'm like, you know Chanel? What?
That dude, like, listen, he used to dance with, listen, like, D is so, like, he's like family. My daughter, he saw my daughter, like, dang near since she was, like, six. She's 13. Yeah, she's 13. Wow. And, like, he used to goof off with her, too. Like, you know, when she's wearing her little tutus and she want to do her Vogue, and he would provoke that. I'm like, boy, don't be having her Vogue. She gonna Vogue at school. And he'd be like, so? And then, of course, he would do, like, a lot of dance hall and stuff like that with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. You shout out to Frenchie, too. You had Frenchie.
Yes,
you had Spikey.
Frenchie, yes. Frenchie Hernandez.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's my sister. Sister. That's Marcos. You have Spikey. You have Ricardo. Did you play Dance Central 3 when Ricardo did you see?
On the floor.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the promo songs, that J-Lo song.
Oh, that was mine.
And then moves like, oh, that was you, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that was mine. On
that
the floor.
Was good.
That was another Bunker Hill college come up with the choreo and then go to, because what happens was I would be at college and then I would have to leave. When I was done with school, I would have to go straight to Harmonix. Because I did two positions there. I did choreography. I was an external choreographer. And I was then also working in the QA department.
That is so,
so
dope.
I would check to make sure that, you know, like on our team, like Frenchie was in the development side. So she was like designing the game. She was in the design and development portion. And me, Ricardo, Devin, and this girl named Girdley. Shout out to Girdley. She's a beast. And Zay. I don't know if you know Move Like Zay.
I think so.
Yeah, we all worked on the quality assurance of it. So and Tori Nelson,
honestly,
too.
The game was amazing. All the three Dance Centrals that I played were so well put together.
Mm.
So easy to understand too for someone who didn't have any dance training. I had nothing.
That's
so
crazy.
What I gotta do, I gotta break it down. Gotta go to the break it down section. Let me get this move right. Like,
that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
I would never think that your dance ability, the way that you interpret dance and the way that you execute it, that you learned it from a video game ever. Like, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you, she's a beast. She's anointed, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. But yeah, definitely after I started with Dance Central, I went to undergrad. So I went to school at University of Albany, about 2.5 hours north of New York City, because I am originally from the Bronx. And there I started dancing on two different teams. So I was in that crew life for a little bit, under construction dance team, and shout out Nemesis Dance Crew. I was on two teams at the same time, and shout out Lisa Filipina, shout out everybody. Like, because I learned so much from all the different dance styles that were at UAlbany, because it was like a little New York vibe there. So a lot of inner city styles were there.
Wow.
And then I took my very first dance class, like a for real dance class in 2014 with David Thomas. And he's an NYC choreographer, and he also sets choreo on WRT. We run this. And I think they're from the Bronx also, yeah. And they actually competed at UAlbany because we used to host dance competitions for the tri-state area. So I got to see them live. But he was the first dance class I ever took, and he got me right, Chanel.
That's one crazy. Of, like, oh, you talking about the twins?
The Bond twins?
Billy and Bobby?
Oh, no, not them. David Thomas.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. So listen, do you know Marvelous?
Yes.
So shout out to Marvelous.
I've been in the same room with him one time.
Yo, listen.
I've definitely been in the same room with him.
Listen, the way he puts it, the moves, like, listen, it's so clean. Man, listen. You know what's so crazy?
Sharp.
You know who else is like that and who is nuts like that, and it just makes perfect sense? Is Usher's choreographer. We call him, man, there's a few. They call him like his full name, but like, listen, the way that Usher moves, if you were to see him in motion capture, the choreographer, you would think it was, now you really understand, like, I really understood how Usher developed and how
because he became. Makes sense, like, with Oh My God. That was a doozy.
That was
hardest song I've ever played.
Yeah, that was his that was his choreographer. His choreographer works and is part of the, and is the reason why Mark Marvelous, he worked with him. So like, when I look at Mark and Marvelous, how he dances, I automatically see the choreographer, because I'm like, oh my God, y'all are nuts. Like, they move. So, it was to the point where I would go to the motion capture downstairs and I would sit in on his choreography, his shoot, just so that I can, when I go to do my shoot, I'm thinking in the area of like one take, clean. You know what I mean?
Wow, I can't even imagine how that was in person.
I used to study. Like, when he would come into town, they fly him in. Because I don't know, I think he was coming in from LA a lot. And then I don't know if he went back to New York or whatever, but I know that when he would come into town, I would make sure I go to his shoot, for sure.
Couldn't pass that one up. I wouldn't pass that either. What? Making sure I'm there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So now that you're in LA and it's a big move for you, I feel like, what's been some of your biggest influence in dance? I mean, now that I know that you have been influenced heavily through Dance Central, what's been some of like the other influences now in your now that you've, because to me, I feel like you're a seasoned dancer. So now what's that like influence?
So after taking those first few dance classes, definitely with David Thomas, I learned more how to be clean, because I didn't have anyone to ask a question with the video game. I had to really figure it out for myself. So now that I have a choreographer in front of me, wow, like, I can actually ask how I did and get feedback. So that was good for my growth. And then, I learned a lot of lines from David. And then after that, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the choreographer, Jerry Cross Paulino. He does heels. Yeah, yes, he does heels in the city right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, he was doing something called Full Out Fridays. And all these classes were like $5, just way back when things were cheaper. But I learned how to be bigger from Jerry, and I learned how to like get my full out. Cause you know, when it's when you're full out sometimes, but you're a little out of control, he helped me with that. And then my third biggest influence, to get me to where I was today is definitely Justin J. Deshaun Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's become one of my like really, really great friends. Like, you know, that group chat that you get, that you get put into, and it's always, you know, something that everyone's looking at every day and everyone's communicating. Like, he's definitely in that group chat.
Wow.
And what I've learned from him is just so many things. Aside from just moves and lines and all that, he taught me how to move in this industry and learn how to be just a champion for myself. and to learn about invoices and rates and all those other things that you might not get in the class. You might not get to learn about that, but it's so important to have a mentor that's available to you and who's also your friend. So it's just great all around. So he's definitely like the biggest influence, 100%. That's another another great influence is definitely Aurelia Michael. She's been my life coach since 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, 2018. So she was the first person I told, like, I really want to move to Los Angeles. And she was like, well, let's get it done.
Yes. You know?
And I'm like, okay, we could do that. Let's go. so definitely her. And she's in LA now, so she's on the West Coast.
So now you have somebody energy. Who's been a part of your growth there with you.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. And it's super nice. Yeah, it's so dope. And then I also have other friends out here too, because everyone's moving to LA. So my family out here is getting bigger, and you know, people come visit all the time. So it's so nice that I could be like, no, come chill with us. Like, let's go dance. Let's go do something. Let's go take class together. Let's feel that New York energy here, because it's a little different. LA feels a little bit more laid back just in general. Like, people drive a little slower. People walk a little slower. So it's nice to have people out here who can like really push me. I like that a lot. But I guess recent influences, whose class have I been in a lot? Definitely Chuck Maldonado.
He's a beast. He's crazy.
This class is hard in a good way. It's so hard in a good way. But he's actually Jay Deshawn's mentor.
So he's
like I call him my grandfather. So I call like Jay my father. Mm-hmm. And like Chuck is like my grandfather Chuck. So I've taken his class. Yeah, I've taken his class a few times. And he actually opened up a new studio here, which is so dope. Opened up like last Monday. It's called Fusion Course LA.
Look, they opening up studios in LA and they closing them down in Boston.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we having a huge battle with that right now. It's crazy.
And that's not fair. Look how many great dancers have come out of Boston alone.
Yeah.
Not even just the East Coast, just Boston.
I mean, it's just the arts department, the arts community in general, if you put everything underneath one umbrella, it's just, it doesn't feel good at all to not, because we don't feel supported, man, at all.
Yeah.
You know, they building all types of condos and this and that and the third, gentrifying the area. And we're not really getting what we can possibly get, you know what I mean? In terms of like what we deserve, you know, so it's just, it's a struggle, but you know what? This too shall pass. And like, I think also
exactly
a lot of artists are banding up, and we ain't gonna, you know, we're not just gonna let things ride like that. Like, a lot of people are like, all right, enough's enough. You close this studio down, and we've been here for over 50 years. You close this one down.
The cruise too. Yeah. Like, Funk? What?
Yeah,
like,
Funk had an issue.
That's
now,
crazy.
I can't wait to tell. Well, she probably already heard of it. Shout out to Rhea Briggs, because she hears that this other studio is closing, I think she's going to have like she's going to have something to say. I know. Because everybody's like, wait, hold up. You closed Green Street, and now you about to close Studio 550? Like, no. No. You know what I mean? It's not okay. Like, where Kelly Peters and where Scooge, I don't know if you know Sarah Scooge. She trains underneath what's his name? Brian Friedman. That's who she trained under. But she's from Massachusetts. All of them used to work out of like Gustavo Polanco. They all used to work out of Jeanette Neal a lot of the times, and Marcos Aguirre too. Like, a lot of Jesenia Velasquez, like, she used to come out of there too, like, you know. And so now that's closed because they created like some more extensions of like TD Garden nightlife and all that stuff for the basketball, hockey, and all of that. But like, they shut her down, and that was like a staple, you know what I mean? And so now she's been scrambling around to find stuff, and they, you know, we scattered throughout. And Kelly, not for nothing, opened up something in New York called Brick House. Shout out to them.
Yeah, Brick House. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. So like, I know he's thinking like, wow, this is not okay. That when he comes back to Boston, where does he go? You know what I mean? Like,
there's no, where's the home at?
Exactly.
You know, where can I?
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's not okay.
It's devastating.
So we're dealing with that right now. So. It's one of those things where we have to, like, literally try to
come
figure
together.
Out how to come together, you know? What's one of your specialty or technique? What's your specialty or technique?
Well, I've definitely been getting into house. I studied house for, like, a good few months in New York under Sibo. He got me right. House is so crazy, but it feels so free and it feels so good. I can really feel a dance hall vibe with it. So it's super easy for me to fuse those styles together, especially like freestyling and stuff. I guess like right now, like that's what I'm working on. I'm also working on more tutting and just getting my angles up there. Yeah. It's,
My God. I already know what that's going to be like. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And there's definitely some videos on Instagram of that too. Just some clips, but the YouTube channel is going to get started real soon. So everyone listening, just look out for it. We're just still making some videos, but
yes,
but yeah, that's what I'm working on with that. But I'm also trying to develop a little bit more with violin, because I've been playing since high school. So I went to a school of music, in the Bronx for high school. I played piano prior to that. And then I picked up the violin because I had to learn a new instrument, and I got really good, really fast. And I think I'm just good at catching on to things, just like Dance Central, like who knew I could dance? You know, but this video game taught me, so now I'm getting better at it. Who knew I could play violin? I'm in an orchestra now. I got to figure it out. So a lot of those things happened for me, a lot of scholarships, a lot of playing in college with chamber groups and chamber music. So now I'm gravitating towards covers, just kind of easing into that aspect, composing a little bit more, arranging a little bit more, because it'll help with my musicality with dance, and I just want to fuse everything that I'm good at. Because that's what I think everyone should do. I think everyone has like something hidden within them that they're super good at, and they just don't know what it is yet, or they haven't unlocked it. And I think since I have unlocked it already, I really need to develop it and just make it something that people really want to see. So that's what I'm focusing on music-wise.
Wow.
But yeah, it's going to be so dope.
I'm excited. Yeah, stay tuned. I mean, I don't know. I just came back from LA in October. And I really want to go back, because the artist I work for, like, oh my God, he killed that show. And I want to go back to perform there with him again, or just continue to perform in that city, because I think they love him. They would love him. You know what I mean? And they would embrace
Let
him.
Me know.
Yeah, man. Listen, look out for him. His name is MKX. So if you go on my page,
MKX.
You can, you can hear some of the stuff that he produces and he writes and he sings.
Oh, so he does it all. Okay.
Mind you, his sister does the same thing, and both of them play like several different instruments. It's crazy. Oh, like they play the drums, they play the guitar, they play the keyboard, it's ridiculous. Like they're amazing.
Their jam sessions are probably awesome.
That's the thing. He never really danced until he took my class at Berkeley. That's how I met him.
Wow.
So I started working with him.
So he's not from here. He's from Boston.
Yeah, he's from Massachusetts, but like Western Mass. Like, but his parents, they don't sing or dance. Like, well, I will say this. His mom used to dance with Jeanette Neal. So that's why she was affected. Like, what do you mean Jeanette Neal's studio is closed and I grew up there? What are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So she, I mean, but in terms of like wanting to do it as a career, that's not where his parents, like, so when you see them, you're like, wait a minute, y'all are just gifted like this? Like I was like praising God for that. Cause I'm like, yo, this don't make no kind of sense. And he wasn't even 21 when I started working with him yet. So I was like, wait, what? You produce what? I was like, wait a minute, hold up. So when you hear some of the records, I'm going to let you hear this other record too soon. When we get off the line, I'm going to let you hear this record. And when you hear it, you're going to be like, wait a minute, nah.
Oh, so it's gonna snatch my soul. Okay.
Yeah, like, listen, girl. Like, there's some records he got that, like, I'd be looking at him like he's from somewhere else. Like, where did you, like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this is my class project. I'm like, wait, what?
Class project.
Right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the rest of us is, like, struggling, trying to come up with stuff. You know what I mean? And it just comes so effortlessly. And this is how you know he's gifted. Like, and that's why I say to you, like, I won't forget that you, the way, because I watch you. I watch you on a daily basis dance. And I just, hearing you say Dance Central, I'm like,
It changed my life. It's so crazy
to me. Like, I'm gonna cuss John out loud when I get it to him.
And that's another reason why I was like so excited that we could just get on the line and just talk.
Yeah, man. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That is so dope. Now, what's your favorite part about you know, the dance business? Like, what's your favorite part to indulge in? Is it the classes, the rehearsals, if you're working with artists or companies, mm-hmm. is it competition? Is it the travel that dance takes you on? Is it the money? You know, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's the feeling of freedom. Because definitely before Dance Central, I was super shy, and I even realized how shy I was. Wow. I didn't think that dance was something for me, you know, because I went to college and I studied science and I minored in music. So I still had that aspect, but I had no idea that it would take me on this kind of journey. And getting those high scores on Dance Central and being on the leaderboards, it kind of boosted my confidence and self-esteem a little bit to be like, well, I must be good, right? If I'm doing the moves properly to get these high scores on this game. So that really just took me out of my shell. And then going to all these different parties with my friends in college and just kind of dancing and feeling free, it really helped me do that in class. So the best thing I love about the industry is just how free I feel when I dance and how I don't have to be in a shell. I don't have to feel shy. I can just release and let go. So that's definitely my favorite part, aside from everything else with dance.
That's amazing to even have that entire, reflection on it as well. You know what I mean? Like, so mm-hmm. now what's your favorite, like, let's see, I'm trying to think how to word this. Like, what's your favorite, like, dance, genre that you really, really get into? Is it house Ooh. For you? Like,
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. 'Cause I could always swing some dance hall in there. It really go with everything.
I know.
So since my body is very just adaptable for dance hall, house mixed with that, amazing. Like, so if I had to pick, that's definitely it.
Now, what's been some of your struggles in dance? Mm. Has it been the artists, the relationships, the location, the gigs? Has it been the money? Because sometimes they don't want to pay us now.
I've had to turn a lot of things down, and I honestly want to touch on that because I feel like people don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, we need to. Go ahead and talk about it, sister, because me and Marvelous talked about it. Me and Ashton Stacks talked about it. I think Darnell and I talked about it, too, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know. All right, now you're going to be paying it. We ain't going to be doing all this work for $50 now. Come on now.
Oof, man. And with dance and violin, actually. So I'll give you two short stories.
Wow.
Especially after the whole controversy with the DaBaby's music video and like how the dances were paid, because the pay structure is very different in California, you know, and with different states, if you work over 40 hours a week, that's when your overtime starts. But in California, if you work over 8 hours in one day, that's when your overtime starts. So it's a lot of very wishy-washy things. And I think people really need to protect themselves. And I really thank Jay Deshawn for helping me maneuver through contracts and through invoices and through what you deserve and what you can get, what they're allowed to give you, all those other things. But there definitely was a gig that I had to turn down. I live in Northridge, which is about 10 minutes northwest of North Hollywood. And this gig for music, it was a music video, and it was supposed to be in Hawthorne, California. So without traffic, it's about 45 minutes away. With traffic during rush hour, it can add up to an hour, so almost 2 hours in traffic. And I think the pay was supposed to be $150, and it wasn't something that I was comfortable with because I would have to provide my own all-white outfit and dance for an extended period of time. And I didn't see anything in terms of compensation for that transportation. Are you guys going to pay for my outfit? Stuff like that. So it was something I just had to turn down because what I realized after the whole incident with the DaBaby's music video and how the dances were being paid, I realized, how can we fix this? Where does it start? It starts with letting people know, well, I'm worth more because of this, that, and the third. So unfortunately, respectfully, I do turn down this offer. Hopefully we can work again in the future if things align properly, because you have to really know how to talk to people. You can't just be upset about something and like curse people. Like, you can't, that's not how you do business. So for anyone listening who is unsure how to handle that situation, just please be very respectful of the other person's time, because that might not be even be the person who's setting that price for you.
They're just
the middleman. You know, they're the middleman and they're trying to work with you too. But it's something we just couldn't negotiate on. So I decided You know, it's not time. Mm-hmm. But with violin, and it's very different too, because my instrument cost a lot of money. Mm. And my violin case cost a lot of money too. Even to replace my 4 set of strings, the package itself is close to $80.
Right. My daughter plays, so I know. I know exactly what you mean. And don't let one of the strings on a bow pop. Okay?
Oh, one of my strings popped one time. I cried. Definitely. 100% cried. Hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
Because you got to go now, run around the city of where it's kind of new to you, to find out, where do I fix this? And who's going to charge me, or who's going to try to take me for a ride? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Are you going to overcharge me? Or are you going to do this the right way? Like, you know, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so used to how New York moves. So it's super different out here.
Right.
But there was an artist, and she was going to do 4 cover songs and 4 original songs. And I'd be part of her band. And we'd have 2 unpaid rehearsals. And for the show, she was only offering $40. Chanel, I couldn't do it.
Oh my God. I'd be like, it cost me $40 to get here. What are you talking about?
To fill my tank in LA is definitely like 45. Close to 50.
I don't even say, listen, for me to get up, brush my teeth, floss, get dressed, do my hair, and use my products, and get dressed in my fly, whatever my outfit is, because my boots was about $30, my jeans was about $20, my turtleneck was like, listen, it cost me more than $40 to come and meet you, sweetheart. Oh, hell no. Girl, you don't want me there. You'd be mad as hell. Like, damn, why'd she come like a pit bull?
And I already had to like submit self-tapes to her. So it's like, damn, I did all this work prior to this. And the one thing I learned with violin, because I have attended music camps and I have a lot of people working as studio musicians that are friends of mine. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can't lowball myself.
No.
As soon as I come here.
No. Nope. You know? Because you know what happened is they'll call you all the time. They want to cut corners, and you'll do it to everyone else. That's right. You'll do a disjustice to anybody, a disservice, and to be exact, to anybody else, your peers. And when they find out, they will box you out, and you don't want that.
Yep, exactly. You have to work with people in this industry.
Right.
Like, you can't take jobs like that. It's not worth it.
And LA could be really funny money too. So you got to be careful, because they'll be like, nah, we ain't doing it. That one right there, like, they'll be funny money. So you got to be real careful how you rub shoulders with people and how you come to the table, because out there, there's a set particular way. And if you start trying to change the way things go, and not saying in a negative way or even in a good way, like, you know, you could just be learning and you don't know. Sometimes people don't want to even tell you, because they're like, I worked hard. You got to learn for yourself. Not realizing that you may not really just know, and you need to be educated, you know?
Yeah, and then that's one thing I always like let my friends know, because they ask, "Oh, Janelle, like, how's everything going?" Mm-hmm. Because this move was like a big deal. Like, it's not like I'm moving to New York from New York to Jersey.
Right.
I'm moving from New York to California.
That's a whole coast.
But I told them, I'm like, look, like, you really have to save up when you come out here, and make sure you're not taking things that you're worth more than, you know. If your resume says one thing and the price don't align with what you've done, don't take it.
That's right.
Don't take it. Well, doing things for your friends is different. It's a little different, you know, like to build those relationships. And especially because we're all creative people. So we're all doing different projects. That's different when we're talking about friends. But when you're working with a major artist or artist in general, they should know, and their camp should know how to compensate you properly. And if they don't tell you how you should be compensated, they're going to think that, oh, well, I could pay them whatever, because they don't know what they deserve. So that's where it has to stop.
Yeah, and then not only that, like, okay, so even, like, I don't know, like, working with all types of dancers, I have to now factor not just the rate that they would get paid, you know, because we'll be honest in saying, listen, the amount of preparation it takes to put together a project, the day, however many, it could be just 3 rehearsals, it doesn't matter. The time you take to get there, the time to take when you leave there, the food you have to have when you go there, the water, the drink, all of that stuff, should be included in your time on top of your rate. Because let's face it, when we walk in the room and you got I'll give a perfect example because I was talking to my director and we talked about how, you know, for example, someone like Bob Kraft, you walk in the room, he's all set. That man doesn't have to worry about where money's going to come from. Whereas when we walk in the room, we got to worry about, you know, if we can make next month rent. Like, come on, like, nah.
Right.
When are we going to be paid where we don't have to worry anymore?
Yeah.
So now I'm charging when I do stuff, I'm starting to factor those charges in so I don't have to worry about the next 3-4 months. No, this is the cost, and guess what? We just won't do it. Okay? I had somebody ask me to do a flash mob of, I want to say, 100 dancers, and they was only wanting to pay like a $3,000 budget. Like, no.
Mm-mm.
You know how much it's going to take for me to train 100 dancers?
Yeah.
And on top of that, make sure everybody's in alignment with style. I mean, don't get it twisted. I could call 100 dancers and it better be worth it. It better be worth it. Like, 100 dancers? They ain't doing it for no $50, $75, $100. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that.
No, not at all. So the budget has to be bigger.
That's right. You know? That's right, because if I were to do, it's only going to be for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't care how long it's going to be. Like,
your time.
You can be, that thing could be a blink, and that ain't nothing but a second. I don't care if it's a blink. We going to have to do $200, $300 a dancer, because it's going to take time to train them or more. Like, no. And then, wardrobe, people forget to do that. They forget to factor that in, like.
Yeah,
you know?
And then the makeup and hair and everything. Like, it's important to put together something properly, you know? Like, if we're not trying to BS anything and it has to be put together properly, the money has to reflect that. And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. And now, what's been the best part of dance for you?
The best part, definitely the reward. And the fact that, and the people that were in the same room as me when I took my first dance class, they're really proud of me.
Wow.
And I like that. Yeah, I like that so much. And there's one dancer, his name is actually Janelle, and it's spelled the same way. I call him Name Twin. Shout outs to you, Chulo.
Hey.
But he was in that room when I took my first David Thomas class, and he might not even remember this day, or he might when he listens to this podcast, but his words of encouragement have really kept me. Everyone's words, like, since that beginning in 2014, and just everyone's positivity, the positive energy, all the comments and the well wishes, like, that has been the best part. Because going into an industry that you know nothing about, it was so hard to even find the first dance class to take. Like, where do you begin, you know? So I had to really ask around, and they were like, oh, David teaches for $5. I was like, well, I have five cash in my pocket.
Right.
I could take the train downtown and take class.
That's right.
But the biggest part is just the keep going factor. I could have just stopped. I could have just said, everyone in this class is too much better than me, you know? Like, everyone's so much better. Like, I can't get to that level. But it was really that push that I found within myself, and then the reward of just everyone around me saying, wow, Janelle, like, you've really grown. Feels really good. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
That's good. I mean, and that, there's no better feeling than inside being feeling fulfilled too. That's the other part that we forget about, you know, as dancers. Now, what's up and coming for you?
Yeah. So, the thing that we're working on now, so my boyfriend, his name is Faramy, at Oluwa _ Faramy.
Hey, hey.
And, you know, on Instagram, shout out to my boyfriend. He made this move with me. It was a big deal.
That's so dope.
Yeah. It's crazy. We met at school in 2014. We didn't start a relationship back then, obviously, but we started this year, and we've known each other for a while, and he's also a dancer. He's an amazing freestyler. He actually took me to my first house club in New York. So he's the one who introduced me to that style, and it's changed my life. And even seeing him freestyle now and just being around him literally every day and just hearing his ideas and everything he does, because he's not just a dancer. You know, he's a comedian also. He's just an artist overall.
That's crazy. That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're working on a YouTube channel at the moment. I used to think it was like super cliche to have like a couple channel, but if you have a talent and you have a gift, the world needs to see it.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel with us, because we're a very different blend of people. for a relationship. You know, it's very interesting how everything blends really well together. So that's what we're working on. So definitely it's going to be in our bios whenever it does go up, definitely this month. Check that out. I'm so excited to just share this journey also, because there is one video we do want to do. And it's about the journey from New York to LA. Because when I was researching, you know, apartments, and I was researching just in general, like how much money should you save up?
Right.
You know, where should I look for places? What are the best deals? Like, where will people shortcut me? Which landlord should I not? You know, like, what are funny situations? People don't talk about that. So that's definitely a video that I want to make, especially for all the dancers who want to make that move. It's so important to know these risks, but the pros and cons as well. So that's definitely something that is up and coming. And definitely more dance and more music, all of that. But that's all going to be on the YouTube channel, so.
I think the coolest thing about what you're doing is that you guys did it together. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Like, and it's been hard. It's been hard. It has not been easy at all. But it's a really great growth period for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly wouldn't trade him in for anything.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, like he got me. He got us.
You were like, he got me hooked, girl. He got me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people, where can people stay connected to you? So let's run down all your social media and YouTube channels so that people can stay connected to you.
Yeah, so we haven't started the channel as yet, but definitely follow me on Instagram at Janelle989. That's Janelle 989. And that it's funny, that was my gamer tag too on Xbox. It's crazy how things go full circle. Crazy. So that's my leaderboard name. If anybody wants to look up my scores to, you know, do some some facts.
I know, that's right. Hey.
I'm up there. But yeah, definitely my Instagram. And everyone will see what's up to date in my story. I usually post clips of some of my covers on Instagram, and I save them to my highlights so that people can always find it. Because what I realize is that I wasn't recording myself as much, which is so weird. Like, why am I not recording myself playing violin? I'm always having these dance videos. Like, I need to showcase everything that I do. So yeah, definitely on that. YouTube channel soon come. I recently made a TikTok because it looks cool. I see the kids doing it.
I mean, they all doing it, girl. They all doing it.
Yeah. Let me dabble in this. So I don't got that many views yet, but it's at Janelle. And then my last name, S-T-R-A-C-H-A-N. It looks like Strachan. It's actually pronounced Strawn. It's a Scottish last name. I'm not Scottish. I'm Jamaican. Weird. Does it make sense? But I never get upset when anyone pronounces it wrong, because if you pronounce what it looks like, that's what it is.
Right.
But yeah, that's the best way to stay connected with me on this journey. It's been a lot. We moved here in September, so we're super fresh still.
Wow.
And we're just trying to make the year 2020 a really, really big year for us.
It already is.
Yeah, already started that way. It's only, 10 days into New Year? Crazy.
That's why I was so shocked at that dude, you know?
Yeah.
Because he literally walked up to be saved, and then, he's gone, 10 days later. Like, it's crazy.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I don't even think we had said, Happy New Year yet. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But it was, it was watch night, so. And now he's not here. I'm thankful for the time that he was here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And are you doing what you love?
Yes, 100%. It was so hard making this journey out here. My parents were not with it, Chanel.
Well, you know, Caribbean parents, listen. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I don't think it's all right for you to leave and, you know, have nobody there.
Exactly. You don't even know anyone over there.
I mean, you know, they always have, because, listen, Caribbean parents are built on survival.
Yes.
And then when they see it working for you, that's when they become optimistic and they want to say, you know what? Well, you know best what works for you, and I see that it's working. So, you know, I will support, you know, and that's when they support after the fact. But they be like, listen, I'm going to throw you a raft, a boat, a life jacket. And then when they see you swimming, they're like, maybe you don't need no life jacket. Maybe you just need, you need something else.
And that's how my parents are now. Yeah.
My mother is the same way. I mean, she did not really want me to, per se, dance. She wanted, or sing. She, well, it was mainly singing, because at the time I was, like, heavy into singing. And, she wanted me to go to school so that I had something to fall back on, but I felt like I don't plan on falling back on nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I planned for this to work. You know what I mean? But I didn't do it. I didn't do it full out the way that I'm doing it now in the last couple of years, the last about 5 years or so. I wasn't doing it like that all the time. I wasn't really as, you know, let me take a chance. I was like, all right, I'm going to work a corporate job, and then I'm going to still do this, you know, dance stuff on and music stuff on the side. I never trusted, you know, God at that point. Now, I trust him with everything. You know what I mean? So, like, I look at life very different, you know, now, because I haven't been able to look down to go, oh, wait a minute, I need to pay attention to where I'm walking. No, I just look straight ahead and I allow myself to be led. So that's how it is. And you went out there on faith, and everything is going to, you went out there on faith and obedience. If you went out there on obedience, oh, trust and believe, you're going to have nothing but provision. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And it was really hard, especially when your parents, you know, don't support you. And when I did let my life coach Aurelia know, like, she told one of her friends, Neil Schwartz, and he also teaches at Broadway Dance Center. And I know he's been traveling a lot.
Dope.
He actually sent me a personalized video, and he was like, Janelle, my parents did not.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like, my parents did not want me to do this. They called me all the names in the book, but you have to stay strong. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, be obedient. And ever since I saw that video, I'm like, damn, I got to listen to Neil. Like, he took the time out to make this video
That's right.
To show me that not everyone is going to be on your side, but you have to be your own, you know, band. You gotta be triumphant for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow your dreams. It's so important to do that. And even, you know, at first, even if, like, you do want to work a corporate job, just to make sure that you do have the funds to keep doing what you want to do until that starts paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I mean, I think the best thing to do is just plan. You really need to plan.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, really pursue a career in music, a dance, an art, whatever the plan, whatever the pursuit is, you need to have a plan. And I think that at the time, I was like, you know, just as a reflection, and I can only really talk about my own experience, not anybody else's, because I don't know anybody. I haven't walked in anybody else's shoes. But for me, it was like I had already been doing it, and it was like I needed to start making decisions whether or not I wanted to be in a corporate. Was it costing me more being at a corporate job? Or was it cost me more doing what I was gifted to do? And it just it came to a point where I was a crossroad, and things were changing at that job, and I needed to choose God. I needed to choose what He gifted me with, and know that it was going to work. And I made a plan. I said, I'm gonna leave at the top of the year for 2017, and God was like, no, I actually have a different plan. I'm going to push you off this bridge or this ledge now, and you're going to watch how much you fly, okay? And and he did it in October of 2016. And I have not worked a corporate job since.
Wow.
It is 2020. And I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm like blessed to have encountered so many different clients, different students.
Even reaching people through that video game, because imagine how many other people are just like me that we don't even know about.
Girl, if I was in an emotional state, we wouldn't have been able to get through this interview. But you lucky I'm not in my crying mode, because if I was to get in my crying mode, it'd be a mess. You'd be like, oh my gosh, she ain't be able to pull it together. You know,
it's a lot for me to pull it together too.
I mean,
trust me.
That actually has happened in LA when we went to E3 for Dance Central 2. If you guys, shout out to Miles, and shout out to oh my gosh, what's his name that's on So You Think You Can Dance Now? Oh my God, that's my boo too. He's Filipino. He's like grown now. What's his name? Oh my gosh. It was, they was in a group. It was Little Miles, and he's on Blackish now. And then the other little one, he's all grown up now. He's out of, I think he's going to college, or he might be out of college right now, graduating from college. But he's on, he's been going through So You Think You Can Dance and stuff and killing it. The two of them, when they came and did some of the songs with us on the stage, there was also a guy who came up. And he said, listen, I really want to propose to my girl using Dance Central. And I was like, what? Oh, my God. But right before that, there was this lady that came up to us, and she said that she had multiple sclerosis. And she couldn't move. She couldn't dance. None of that stuff. And the way that she recovered was using Dance Central. So what? She got this pass, you know, to come to E3 to tell us that. And I was already missing my daughter. Listen, oh my goodness. I couldn't pull it together. So it was so overwhelming that this woman came and said this to us. Nobody had a dry eye. We were literally crying because this woman had, she said we saved her life. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, you can't tell me this right now. I'm about to be crying. I was crying all over the place. And then when I finally pulled it together and the dude was like, I want to propose to my girl. I'm like, oh, no, here we go again.
Oh, now another one.
Yeah. And then just to see, like, Little Miles, and I cannot think of his name. Oh, my God, this is tearing me up. Bell Rock. There it is. Bell Rock. Miles, shout out to Bell Rock and Miles. Y'all are doing so well. The two of them, they actually came and, like, that's another reason why I was kind of, like, mushy. Because Little Miles was little like my daughter. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, my God. He reminds me of my daughter. I want to go home. I want to see my kid. But I knew there was a bigger picture of why we were there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And just to hear you say how you've developed and moved into dance in such a big way, I couldn't go back to doing anything else but this if I wanted to, because this is a confirmation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I couldn't do it. I would have to keep going, Chanel.
You can't. What?
Nah.
Nope.
No, man. Just to hear that you this is how you started, and now look at you in LA. Like, nah, man. I wouldn't be doing my job like at all as a dancer who, that's what you want. You want someone to see your dance ability or your choreography worldwide. And when you see that and you see people actually utilizing that stuff, you can't resort back to going, like, you know what I'm saying, retail or corporate or doing stuff that you have no business doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's true that the gifts are to be shared, man. It's your due diligence to find your purpose, and then in your gift, you utilize it and share it. You know what I mean? And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
You sitting on gems right now. You got violin capability, and and the crazy thing is, how many black and brown girls can we see on violin?
Exactly, and I love to see that a lot more black women are showcasing their talent with instruments, just like Lizzo and flute. I was like, whoa, she's good,
man.
Like, she's actually really good, you know.
A beast, that gal. I mean, you know. A beast,
yeah, like she's so good, and I can't wait to just join that community because I've been in it this whole time, you know, because I wasn't used to seeing people that look like me playing this instrument anyway. There was a music camp that I did get a scholarship to. Shout out to Music at Fort Milford. Love y'all. It was on, it was in Canada, so hey. I was in the backwoods. It's weird. I'm urban, from an urban community, and now I'm out here in the countryside playing an instrument. But there were so many talented people that I was able to meet. But unfortunately, I was obviously the only one that looked like me. And I really want there to be more people who aren't afraid to, yo, if you can play, play. And
exactly.
Let people know. And let people know you can play. People still hit me up to this day. Janelle, I had no idea you could play violin. Yep, but now you do. And that's all that matters.
That's the crazy thing. Like, yeah, and then she'll put the violin down and then go tear up a whole combo for you.
Yep.
You know?
Just like that. I've seen people tap and play too.
Oh, that's crazy.
I haven't delved into tap. I took one tap class, but it was too advanced for me. So I got to get back to beginner. I got to really get in there and figure it out. But yeah, that might be something I delve into too. Who knows, you know? Mm. Who knows what's to come on our new YouTube channel.
I think the coolest thing about, you know, what you're about to experience is that you now get to create and cultivate your own experience with one a person that you love, your bestie,
yeah,
your bestie.
Yes.
And you have a support system and you're already killing it. So you now get to really, really cultivate what that experience looks like. And that's really dope and inspiring to someone who might be fearful of going and making that big leap to LA, you know, or to wherever they desire to dance at or perform at or do their art or further their career. Sometimes people they need to see success in someone else to sort of get the gumption. It's like being on a diving board that's real high, and you got to see somebody do it before you, and then you got to know, all right, I'm going right after this person. You know what I mean? I used to always have to be I used to be shook. Now, when we go diving, I'd be like, no, all right, listen, if you go on that diving board and you just stand there, I'm not going off of it.
Yep.
But if you go on that diving board and you go off that diving board, you jump up and you jump into that water, I'm doing that same thing. You know what I mean? And it's the same experience. Like, all right, I've seen this person make this jump and this leap, and I think I have it in me and I know that I have it in me. I'm just going to go for it. But if you ponder and you figure out and kinda and maybe and, you know, you ain't going to get nothing done. Nothing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Aurelia told me. She was like, look, if you want to do it, you got to do it, you know? And she gave me those options where it's like, I was fearful, but she told me, she was like, yo, Janelle, you could do it.
And then what's the worst thing? You can go back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Literally.
You just go back home, if anything.
You know what I mean? Like,
and a lot of people have done that. You know, they stay out here for a little bit, go back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely trying to make this permanent for a while. I like the weather. I'm not trying to really leave. You know, I do live in New York. I definitely miss the New York vibe.
She's like, no, snow? Absolutely not.
Not no more snow.
You ain't going to be listening to Frosty the Snowman during the holidays. I don't want to hear that song. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, Christmas this year was really weird. You're because it wasn't cold. So I'm like,
I have no idea what that's like. What's your message you want to leave with everybody?
Oh, my message to leave with everyone?
Yeah, what's your lasting message you want to leave with people?
For the podcast, the lasting message that I want to leave is definitely to all my females in New York right now, at Protect NYC Dancers. It's a big deal. And a lot of stories have, you know, surfaced about, you know, certain choreographers in the industry. And unfortunately, not all choreographers are like this, but some people who are in, you know, that leadership kind of thing will ask for, you know, sexual favors. You know, if you want to be in my crew, you know, you got to do this. If you want to be down in this big room, you got to do this. I just want all the females in New York to know right now, you don't have to do any of that.
Right.
And it sucks because when you start in the industry, you think that, well, damn, like, is this what everyone does? Because no one's talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy that people are sharing their stories. I don't have one personally. I'm glad I don't because... I'm glad I don't got one, but I don't have a story personally to share on, you know, that specific choreographer or any that have, you know, taken advantage of me, but I just find it so daunting that even happened. So I really want everyone to just honestly follow that page and read the story so that you can tell your friend what's going on, because your friend might be that dancer. Your friend might be that dancer that doesn't know what's going on in the industry right now. They don't know that these things are happening. It's important to talk about it. And a lot of men in the New York community have been saying things, positive things about the situation. And I like that because a lot of females feel like, oh, I can't talk about it. I'm going to be ostracized because of the level of fame this person has, this, that, and the third. But we got to remember, everyone's a person. And, you know, humans do mess up sometimes. And it's important to call them out on it and correct that behavior so that it doesn't happen again.
Man, let me tell you something. You know what's so ill? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Akinelli. I remember... when my homie Nori was on tour and I was real close with him and in terms of like dance wise and just like I had family members that used to rock with Nori and I was really tight with his management and his management like literally showed me some amazing business tips and amazing business ethic that I should have. But when I, as a singer, I'm like, you know, cause I was, they knew I could sing, But they knew me better as a dancer. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I remember Akineli saying, I was like, yo, Ak, I would love to be on your label and as a singer. Come on, just sign me. And he's like, Chanel. He said it just like this. And I don't even think he really remembers me like this at all. I don't even know if he remembers him saying this to me, that he said, he's like, man, I wouldn't do that. You hear the kind of content that I talk about? I don't like, my music don't be respecting women, and I would want you respected. I wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, he could have been like, you know what, Shorty? You can really sing. You know what? I'm going to put you, you know, you're right. I'm going to put you on my label. And it wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
But
wow.
But he,
a lot,
because
a lot of people would never think of saying that.
Especially
that says a lot.
If anybody who knows Akineli is just put it in your mouth, like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he didn't have to. He could have been like, you know what, Chanel? Absolutely. I'll make some money off of you being on my label. But he was like, no. He was 100% like, nah, I wouldn't even do that to you. The type of music I talk about, I don't think it would do anything for you. It wouldn't benefit you. And he was looking out. And I'll say this. As a dancer, working with other dancers and having to do certain events, that's why I was always such a bull. That's why I was always so aggressive and so protective and like wordy and mouthy, because I wouldn't want anybody disrespecting us. I wouldn't want anybody taking advantage of us. I don't want you looking at us like, you know, when it comes time to pay us, you could just dip out the next door because they don't respect you.
Can't find you the next day.
Yeah,
where did you go?
We're not doing
that.
Where's
my money?
Hey, you have to pay us up front, and then we'll decide whether or not we're going to do this gig or not. And then most of the times, if you pay up front, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we're going to do what we come to do at its best. You know what I mean? Because our word is our bond. But there's been some point where, you know, on some experiences where dudes test the waters, and you gotta know who you are. And that's another thing, is us dancers, us people, us women, us men have to go and do the work on ourselves so that we can know who we are when we step in the room. So when we step in the room, there's no confusion about what is what. We demand the respect. We demand to be valued and all those things. So if you do the work on yourself, that is not going to happen, no matter what. Because if you look at it like this, even from a relationship perspective with a man and a woman, if a man wants, he will. Okay? So you ain't got to chase him down. You ain't got to ask him nothing. You ain't got to try to make yourself look pretty for him and this and that, or like try to court him in this kind of way or any of that type of stuff. When somebody wants something from you, they will go at whatever they need to do. And especially if they respect you, they're going to provide what they need to provide for you. They're going to make sure that you have what you need to be happy when you're doing your whatever it is you're doing, like dance or music or what. Like, when they really want to work with you, they're going to make sure, and they're about their business, and you make sure you come all business, then they're going to make sure they operate that way. But if you kind of come iffy and I don't have it to organize and I'm late all the time and this and that, then they're going to be like, all right, this person is not, you know, coming professional, so I'm not going to treat this with respect. But then for those who do operate with in a professional manner and in demand respect,
we love to see it.
But when the person doesn't treat you that way, that's not a reflection of you. That's a reflection of them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it ain't worth it anyway. So then you got to look at the value of yourself and be like, yeah, all right, well, this person doesn't respect me, and I'm coming professional, I'm coming organized, I'm coming timely, and I'm demanding respect, and you still don't see all that? I'm all set. This is not going to build my career. See you later. You know what I mean? And guess what? Anytime that a person is operating on an unclean heart, everything falls. Everything crumbles. So you ain't got to worry about paying them back or getting none of that stuff. I mean, obviously we gotta call a spade a spade. But eventually, all of that comes to a crumble. Okay?
Yep. So everything comes to light. That's been done in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
You know what I mean? So as they used to put it in the Caribbean, everything done in the dark will come to light, you know?
Exactly.
I sound like my mother or my auntie, like. But well, I know it's been and it's been an amazing experience talking to you, and I'm so proud. I'm so excited. I'm so glad.
Thank you so much
that I got the opportunity to talk to you.
It means a lot.
And I can't wait to see what you do next. You know?
Thank you.
You know, I cannot wait. Just keep shining, man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I
think, thank you so much, Chanel.
You're welcome. I think that's my message to you is keep shining. The last message is keep shining. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody dim your light. Keep shining.
Yes, you know? And I have a message for you too, Chanel. Keep teaching.
Yes.
Because you literally don't know how many people you've inspired.
Oh, my God. One game. Thank you.
One
oh,
game. Man. And all that choreography is so good. To this day, I still go back and watch some videos because the choreo is so great.
Yay! Well, I can't wait for you to see what we're doing next. Man, ooh, if you get to play these games. Oh, yeah. But, this is just, that just warmed my heart, man. I appreciate you. And tell your best friend, boyfriend, you better take care of you or I'll have to fly out to LA.
Oh, yeah,
show
he is. He is, promise.
You know, I'll turn into Miss 5678 for real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but keep doing what you're doing. And I cannot wait to show my daughter that you're a dancer, also a violinist. And
yes.
She looks like you and you look like her. You know what I mean? So
that's beautiful.
That's so dope. So enjoy the weather, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. It's Friday. Woo,
yeah.
It's Friday. Yes.
And I can't wait
class.
Exactly. And I can't wait to see what you do next. Well, stay connected. Y'all heard it here first. This is Miss 5678. We rocking with Janelle. Y'all stay tuned. Hey.
Miss 5678 Dances Report Podcast. I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See, people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me, though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook.